The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 240, Fox on the Run.
Are you sure they're out yet?
I am positive. He had an M19 pistol and fake papers.
I'm almost to the emergency exit. There's two four-wheelers there. We must make a run for the camp.
Will they let us in?
It doesn't matter. We are headed for the ship we left outside the camp. Hurry!
Master, I think I hear someone running. It sounds like it's coming from the cargo area.
Then I suggest you hurry. I'm at the door.
Yes, I can see you.
Come, hurry!
Mercury, come in. Do you see the four-wheelers departing?
That's affirmative. They're headed for the camp. I don't think you'll be able to catch them with that truck.
Monitor them. I'm guessing they're headed for the ship they abandoned outside the camp. Let me know the direction they go.
Will do. I'll follow their progress. Once they're airborne, we'll try to determine their destination.
Were you able to determine how many escaped?
There were three bodies.
So that means he took the doctor with him. We will be detaining Hanukkah and his guard. We're going to return to the shuttle. We'll determine the next move once you have a destination on Lister.
Copy that.
Marco, what's the status on Agent Slane?
Well, he'll be asleep for a while, but he'll live. Do you want me to load him up on the truck?
Wait for my return. I'll assist you.
Roger that.
I'm going to get Hanukkah and his guard.
Joe Mac, go with her.
Will do. So what are your plans?
Plans? What do you mean?
Where are you going on holidays this summer? We have some beautiful beaches in Australia.
Oh, please.
What are your plans with Hanukkah and his guard? I know you've been thinking about it since Latumus.
Really?
Oh, come on, Gabby. These two captured you and you were about to pop your skull open like a coconut and take out your circuit board. You're going to let them get away with that? I don't think so, and neither does Jaffra.
No, I'm only going to do my job. Do I want to retaliate, get revenge? Of course I do, but I have to let justice prevail.
And if they make a break for it?
Then, as one of my heroes once said, go ahead, make my day.
Now that's something I'd like to see.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Brig is right around this corner.
Well, well, well. Bounty Hunter Gabby, we meet again.
Now listen, sport. I wouldn't antagonize her if I was you.
Well, you are not me, Bounty Hunter. Are you still able to speak for yourself, Gabby? Or do you have men speak for you as they should?
You must have a death wish, Hanukkah.
Why? What he says is the truth. I'm sure you'd love to have me tell you what to do, wouldn't you?
I see you're not singing soprano anymore. You have the right to remain silent, and I strongly recommend you exercise that right.
The only exercising I'll be doing is putting you in your place.
You're remarkably composed, Gabby. You all right?
Oh, I'm fine, Joe Mac. Perfectly fine.
Ha ha! That's it. She's gonna draw and quarter the lot of you.
General, please put your hands through the slot in the door and make a fist. Joe Mac, if you do the honors on our heroic guard here...
Why don't you come in here and put him on like a man? Better yet, Gabby, why don't you come in here and put them on like a man?
Do you remember where I kicked you? I think this M19 here packs a harder kick.
I wouldn't test her there, sport. She'll do it and not even blink. Now put your hands through the slot. That's a good lad.
Don't press your luck.
If you want to know the truth, I think you're the one pressing your luck.
You do realize that while you're standing here, Lister and Ursula are escaping.
We've got another crew out on the road. I'm not too worried.
If they're in one of KL's old trucks, you'll never catch them.
Well, the only place they can go is the camp, and I don't think you'll find a lot of help there.
Yeah, we're not as stupid as you look. We don't need to catch them. Our agent just needs to get back to the old ammo site. We know they hit a shuttlecraft on the other side of the river. We'll get to ours and intercept them.
You will never make it in time.
We'll see about that. Move it. I got a plane to catch.
There he is. How did the inspection go?
Everything is in tip-top shape. I'll finalize the paperwork when I get back to the BOQ. Where's Korski?
Oh, he's actually doing real army work right now. We'll be dining alone. I've taken the liberty of ordering for you. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
I'm sure it will be fine.
So, did Garrett get off okay?
Yeah. He has a scenic drive to Fort Hood, or whatever they're calling it now.
Yeah, if you like prairies, pastures, and scrub trees.
That's exactly what I told him before he left.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say to that?
He said, don't forget the oil derricks. Anyway, he's on the road and out of our hair.
Excellent. Now, I hope you understand, being in a public place like this, I can't go into specifics about our exercise.
Oh, it's an exercise now, is it?
An exercise a long time in the making. With all the planning Hank did, this wasn't something that we could just let go.
Too bad he couldn't control his urges to feast or ride around the internet hubs repeatedly taking pictures. Were you able to save any of those?
Well, of course. You're not fishing, are you?
No, I was just thinking that some of those photos would be handy for future missions. I'm not assuming that Houston is where you plan to exercise. I do have to admit that I've looked around the San Antonio area, and most of what I see here are lucrative military targets.
Well, I can see why you're considered the best in the business. Nah, San Antonio is not that good of a place to hold our exercise. So if you're fishing, you can reel that lure back in. Hank found the perfect place for our workout.
Interesting. Aren't you worried that the IDF has an eye on the original places? I mean, they were all over Hank before he could get his workout in.
Well, there are certain drawbacks. That's why we plan something you might call a bait and switch.
Ah, the old bait and switch. Good call. I must commend you. That is a brilliant tactic. I can see now that soon I will be bowing down to you.
You seriously think so?
Yes. Think what a coup that will be. You pull off a mission that the IDF is all over, you'll be hailed as a strategic genius.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Clever, maybe, but genius?
It will be a coup de grace to the Southwest Corridor.
A death blow? Really?
If you achieve all you want to achieve in your exercise, yes. Now, I know my involvement is unofficial and, as we say, under the radar, but what exactly can I do to help?
With your status in our community, I need to know if headquarters has any plans to interfere. I think their patience grew thin with Hank.
I occasionally make contact with them. I will certainly let you know if something is afoot. What else?
In your undercover capacity as a GSA agent, you are privy to the plans for various installations, correct?
Well, I can get access to the floor plans of about any structure. But what good would that do if you're exercising in Houston?
Like I said earlier, San Antonio is a great diversion.
Ah, of course. But with just you and Korski on this, won't you be spread too thin?
How do you feel about coming back here for a little vacation?
Ah, a little vacation. Yeah, that would be a nice diversion from all this work. So, just when do I take this vacation?
Soon.
I do have some vacation time coming up, but I'll need to know enough in advance to put in for it so it can get approved.
We shall discuss this more at another time. Our food is arriving. Business is over.
Now, let the real work begin.
Well, there they are. The future Supreme Overseers of Raid. Pair of bloody galahs. So, Gabby, how does it feel to have the two people who kidnapped you and tried to operate on your skull arrested and in handcuffs?
Feels pretty good. How's he doing?
Slane, are you awake yet? Nah, he'll be all right. Eventually.
Where did Jaffra go?
Oh, he went out to update Agent Simon. He's going to bring our truck back. We're all heading for the shuttle.
You do realize that you're wasting your time.
Really? And why is that?
Those quads E and Ursula took will make it to camp well before you reach your shuttle.
Oh, we're not worried. He's not going to get far in that small shuttlecraft.
If I were you, I'd be more worried about where you're going.
The arms of rage stretch across the galaxy. You won't have us for long.
Ooh, I'm shaking. Spare me that rage propaganda. You couldn't even reach across the table for a salt shaker. Rage has no support.
Take these cuffs off and I'll show you how far I can reach.
That's funny. You had them off last time we met, and I believe I left you whimpering on the floor like a baby.
Take these cuffs off of me. I demand satisfaction.
Aw, he can't get no satisfaction.
Oh, what hit me?
It was a double-decker bus named Ursula.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Where is she?
She and Lister escaped on quads. They're headed for the camp.
Well, why are we just standing around? Shouldn't we go after them?
We have these two to contend with. Lister isn't going to get that far.
Agent Simon and the rest have already departed for the shuttle. What do you say we get these two on a truck and get out of here?
You're making a huge mistake. This is an act of war.
There's no turning back from this. Release us, and we'll spare your lives.
Do you have any idea what the bounty is on you two?
Whatever it is, it's not worth your lives.
He's correct, you know. This is an act of war, and you will be dealt with harshly.
Oh, look, Skipper. I'm shaking in me boots.
Just if you must. But I am warning you, this is a grave mistake.
This is not over. Rage will rise from the dust and the galaxy will be ours.
All right, your Royal Highness. Your carriage awaits.
Now move out, the both of yous.
Jofra, this bounty is a big mistake. This is an act of war.
General Hanukkah, you are wanted by the Intergalactic Defense Federation for crimes against the galaxy. I'm sure you realize you have the right to remain silent.
You have nothing to hold us on.
On the contrary, I have an electronic arrest warrant for both of you for the kidnapping and attempted murder of an authorized bounty hunter.
You mean Gabby? I hate to spoil your warrant, Jofra, but Gabby was caught sneaking aboard my ship.
Oh, your ship? Really? You are talking about the Potomac, a ship you stole.
Nonetheless, a ship under my control, which was illegally boarded. Gabby became our prisoner.
I arrested her for trespassing and espionage.
Relax, both of you. We have a job to do, and that's what we're going to do. I have a warrant for each of you. I have served the warrant, and I'm bringing you two in. It's up to the court system to determine your guilt or innocence. And now move out.
There will be Kroll to pay for this.
Well, there he is. How's the drive?
Typical Texas outing. Open fields of tumbleweeds, scrub trees marked by waypoints of oil derricks.
So it was a nice scenic trip?
Right. It was a Bureau of Tourism postcard journey. I see you have a nice board going. Any of this real?
The players here are all real. The text and emails are not.
It looks convincing enough.
So have you heard from Sam?
Yes, he met with Bishop for lunch.
Well, there won't be much talking there.
He said that Bishop hinted that Houston is the target, and he might want Sam to set up some kind of smoke screen at the old Fort Hood, or maybe in San Antonio.
Is that all he had to say?
Bishop was reluctant to talk about much in a public place. Korski was working on a military assignment, so it was just the two of them. I think all three will be getting together real soon to hash out the details.
We'll need to contact Pierman to get eyes on those three internet hubs.
Well, if Houston is a target, they'll have to drive from San Antonio to here. That would give us plenty of time to set up a trap.
That's assuming they are the only two involved in this mission. There are three hubs and just two of them.
Well, maybe they've adjusted the target from what Hank had set up. Maybe they have only two hubs in their sights.
That's quite possible. Sam hasn't said anything about other operatives being on this mission.
I think we'll have to wait for Sam to gather more intelligence from Bishop.
So what's the latest on the Korski investigation?
Jim, Scarlett, and Mr. Thornton are digging into the AO department at the Pentagon.
AO, that's assignment officer, right?
Yes. From the best that they can determine, there is no AO going by the name that shows up on Korski's paperwork.
They believe that a mole in the Pentagon made the changes.
That would be easier if each member was an assigned just one AO.
That's what they try for. But people rotate in and out of jobs at least every 18 months to 2 years. It wouldn't be that hard to change records in between AOs.
I'm sure with those three on the case, they'll find out who the mole is.
What concerns me is that Korski and Leonard and others were recruited 20 years or more ago. Just how many more raid sympathizers are out there?
No telling. If Barnes and his team can find out who sent Korski to Bishop, maybe it'll lead to the workings of their network.
In the meantime, we can canvass the area that Hank had previously targeted. We'll need to split up.
Three sites and four people will work out. I'll need to stay around here for my other duties. We're just supposed to be support for your terrorist threat. And I can get you each an unmarked car.
That'll work. We just need to keep eyes on these facilities and determine if there are any weak spots.
We still have the photographs that Hank took, right?
Yes. I've sorted them into three targets. Anyone have a preference?
Whatever you give us, we'll be fine.
Okay. Here you go.
This one looks interesting.
I guess I can take this one.
I wonder which one I should take.
Yeah, how about taking the only one left?
I know this is going to be monotonous work, but it has to be done.
So, this form you filled out, that will give us access to their full records?
Yes. What I have here doesn't go back far enough.
Yeah, it looks like you've been busy.
So then, what are these piles of paper?
I've been going through the records of every AO from around the time of Korski's assignment to San Antonio. I've checked and double-checked, and nothing with these officers seems out of place.
So what you're saying is that you didn't get anywhere?
Well, not exactly. I potentially eliminated all of these suspects.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. So, what do you want us to do with these?
Take them and go over them, see if I missed something. In the meantime, we need to look for someone outside the AO office.
So if it's not an assignment officer, who could it be? They're the only ones with access to personal records.
Well, others have access, but PCS moves have to come from the AO's office.
So maybe we're looking for someone who has access to that office.
But wouldn't they have to have access to the computers? I know they have great firewalls.
You wouldn't have to breach a firewall if the computer was logged in.
That's a long shot, but not impossible. I think there's more of a chance that they may have had a mole in the department. One that had total access to the system.
But I've been over these officers thoroughly, and I haven't found any inconsistencies.
That's not surprising. Look how long Korski was in the system before we unmasked him. Bishop has been around a long time, and we know nothing about him.
Well, that's an interesting thought. Bishop got him assigned to San Antonio. Maybe what we need to do is find a connection between him and one of the other officers.
You might be on to something, Jim. We need to get Bishop's records and start cross-checking.
So I suppose you can get his records, too, without a lot of trouble?
Yes. I'll need to use your computer. It shouldn't take long. I'll be back shortly. You can start looking through these files.
I think you might be onto something, Jim. If we can establish a connection between Bishop and one of these guys, we might find the mole.
We know that the name on Korski's paperwork is not listed in that office. So they are using an alias.
This has gone past seeking justice for Korski. I think that's a given.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, Scarlett. What changed your mind?
Wayne and Sam have enough on him now to put him away for treason, terrorist planning, and a whole bunch of other things. I think it's important now to get to the root of the matter.
And what do you see as the root of the matter?
Guys like Korski and Leonard, and I hate to say it, me, are just the tip of the iceberg. We need to catch whoever is pushing all the buttons.
And this will open a whole bag of worms.
How so?
Well, we're talking about a breach of national security. We just can't waltz in there and arrest someone who might be working for Rage.
I guess that would be hard to explain. Yeah, these guys are working for aliens.
Exactly. Lucky for us, we have contacts in Homeland. That's something we'll have to turn Kate loose on.
These files aren't going to check themselves. We can at least double-check Thornton's work until he returns.
Well, I'll start with these, and you can take these, and whoever finishes that first pile can take this pile.
I'm not really sure what we're looking for.
Well, things like rapid promotions, short PCS moves, and like Korski missing info from anything prior to their commissioning.
Well, this should be interesting. What do we have to compare their records to?
Yeah, in the back here, Thornton has pulled their tax records. We also have census records.
This could take a hot minute.
Yeah, you're right about that. Let's just hope Pappy can get Bishop's records. That might be our only chance of finding our mole.
Jaffra Fatoni.
Go ahead.
We have secured our prisoners and will be transporting them to our shuttle. We believe Lister and Ursula are headed for the camp to retrieve their shuttle.
We copy that. How is Agent Slane?
He's a bit groggy, but we'll be fine. We're getting everyone secured for the trip back.
That sounds good. We're almost there. As soon as you arrive, we'll secure everyone and go after Lister.
I concur. We'll see you soon. Jaffra out.
Do you think it's a good idea not to go after Lister?
I know you want him in chains, Lenora, but there's no way Jaffra could catch him.
I agree, they couldn't catch him, but he'll have to go after a shuttle on foot, then go through a startup procedure. I believe that would leave enough time to catch him.
Yes, that's a possibility. But if they didn't, we'd have to leave them at the camp while we pursued Lister.
I suppose that is a risk, but they would have been fine at the camp.
We have a saying, a bird in hand is worth two in the bush.
I say put the bird you have in a sack and burn down the bush, then go after the big game.
No one is hunting anything. We will get to the shuttle, prepare it for transport, and wait for Jaffra's team. I don't think Lister can get farther than Titan IV in that shuttle. We should be able to track him down. Our craft is faster.
I hope you're right. We had him right in our grasp.
Have a little faith, Lenora. We'll get him and Ursula.
I hope you're right.
She is right. He can only go so far in that shuttle. We will track him down.
All I can say is that I'll wait and see.
Relax, we'll get him.
Obviously, there's too much corruption in Boldabar Prison. Where will you take him?
He'll go to a maximum security facility on Boldabar while he awaits trial. From there, I imagine he'll be confined in one of our lunar penal colonies.
Like the one Wi-Fi escaped from?
I think we have some that are more secure than that one. We're coming up on our shuttle now.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. I'd hate to go chasing him around the galaxy again.
Agent Simon, where did we park the shuttle?
It's right over there.
I don't see it either.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's right... It's gone. The shuttle is gone.
What happened to their shuttlecraft? Has it been stolen? Will Lister escape? Will Barnes find any connection with Bishop? And will Sam learn more about Bishop's mission? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles Grand Theft Shuttle.